Episode 1585, Hope in the Midst of Doubt.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new day, so put a smile on your face, rise and shine. For there is hope in the midst of doubt. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, it's Inspiration Motivation Day, and we all need a pick-me-up. And can you believe it's only Tuesday and maybe it feels like it should be Friday or even Saturday? You need a break already. When doubt settles in, where do your questions begin? Even when the answers are hidden, you can hope in the midst of doubt. Because who wants to give power to the questions that keep you from moving forward? The questions that halt progress and widen the cracks to accept the questions as truth. Who really wants to slow progression? In our life, we want to move forward. We have this desire to want more. That wanting more can be good or it can be bad. Most of it, though, if it's directed towards our goals, our dreams, it's wanting something that's better than where we are currently. But you see, doubt creeps in. Doubt is the heart stuttering with uncertainty. It's a shakeup of what is true and what is false. All these questions that come up and arise, they open up opportunities. Questions also can close doors quickly. Questions can also enhance all of which you don't know. Doubt. The question marks. Yet there is hope in the midst of doubt. Did you wake up today breathing in doubt? I don't like it when I feel that way, when I rise and shine. And I know that I have the breath of refreshment, yet my soul lingers and says, but question mark, question mark, question mark. I don't know always what I'm supposed to do, the next step I'm supposed to take. And usually I find myself dabbling in my responsibilities because that's what I know. Are you dabbling today to escape what you don't know? You don't want to face that doubt because you may have to stop long enough to figure out why you question. Your mind desires certainty. It wants answers, even if the answers aren't what you want to know. It's stability. Stability is balance. Certainty is balance. It's homeostasis. Psalm 94, verse 19 says this, when doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Instead of letting doubt ridicule your dreams and goals, let hope rise. Rise up to the present, the presence of hope. You don't have to have all the answers because of whose you are. But you have to be willing to rest in Him. Rise up to His presence. Hope knows no boundaries. Hope finds strength in weakness. Hope awakens the passion within. When you were breathing your refreshment today, what was the first thing that came to mind? Were there nothing but questions? Like, why am I doing what I'm doing? I really don't want to go to work. If I could only just roll over and not do anything. Or maybe you felt good enough that you just sprung out of bed ready for the world to attack because you knew that you could handle it. There were no questions. Because what was really leading you was hope. I much prefer the latter, springing out of bed knowing that my heart is filled with hope, that I'm not lingering in the ditch of doubt. But I'm rising up to hope because there is something better. No matter the situation that you're in, you will get through it. This too shall pass. You're not going to be stuck here forever unless if you want to stay in the ditch of doubt. Hope in the midst of doubt reveals that which matters. You matter. What is it today that you're running from? What is it today that has question marks all over? I want you just for a moment to take a step backwards. I don't want you to move forward. I don't want you to think about what you have on the calendar. I don't want you to think about your to-do list, where you have to run your errands. I don't want you to think about the time that you have to pick up your children and all the different activities you have between softball and baseball, graduation. I want you to stop. And I want you to be a cloud in the sky, and not just any cloud. I want you to be a cloud that's in between heaven and earth. As we were driving home on Sunday, the clouds were absolutely beautiful. But you see, we had to come through a horrible, horrible rainstorm to see those beautiful clouds. It was like they were 3D. As if they were just dangling up there. I could literally pluck them out of the sky. I could see all around them, both on the top and the bottom and the sides. Cattywampus. I was just like, oh my gosh, they're just put up there. It was a cloud of hope. So for this one moment, I want you to stop. And I want you to be that cloud of hope. I want you to look at your situation differently. I don't want you to see all the negative. I want you to see the doors of opportunities, not the questions of, I'm not sure. I don't want you to see just the questions of, gosh, I wish I had the answer. I want you to ride on the cloud of hope. I want you to see things differently. Because when you're in the storm, it's really dark. And stuff is being thrown at you all the time. You can't see. The fog is so heavy. The mist is just so thick that it's like you could literally cut it with a knife. Yet the drops are big as if they're daggers from the sky. I don't want you swimming in the storm. I want you to rise up, away from the ditch of doubt, into the cloud of hope. You see, hope transcends doubt. So let your hope shine today. For with each step that you take, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.